Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, September 5th. Electra gets a close look in person at the Tesla Model 3 Refresh, also known as the Model 3 Highland. It's not yet available in North America, as Tesla is right now only producing it in Gigafactory Shanghai. Therefore, the new versions will be sold in China, but let's go ahead. Tesla is not known for regular presence at car shows, but the automaker decided to show up at IAA with a very understated booth. Overall, the changes are positive and warrant the car being called Refresh. Of course, not enough to say it's a new model. We did enjoy the slightly more aggressive design and the new wheels, which strike a balance between a good look and aerodynamic performance. Inside the vehicle, the dashboard is a great improvement, despite the controversial change of removing the stalks from the steering column. The rear passenger screen is a nice addition, especially for vehicle controls from the back seat. But for entertainment, it feels a little small. You can check out a video of our experience on our site, electrek.co. A Tesla Cybertruck prototype was spotted towing a quite large trailer, giving us hope that it will be a useful work truck. When first unveiling the Cybertruck, Tesla talked about the electric pickup having a towing capacity of over 14,000 pounds. But that was 4 years ago, and the automaker is expected to update the specs with the production version. Considering Tesla is expected to soon launch it, well, it could possibly mean that Tesla is testing the towing capacity for a release candidate. Then again, the trailer could be totally empty, but it does weigh about 5,000 pounds, even when it's empty. There are a lot of doubts about the Cybertruck and electric pickups in general from pickup owners. The electric versions have yet to prove themselves as comparative vehicles for towing especially, but we have our fingers crossed that the Cybertruck will have an ace up its sleeve to make electric trucks more compelling for long hauls. We get a new look at the Cybertruck's front trunk, which, like other perspectives, now confirms that it is wide and rather shallow. It appears to comfortably fit a longboard, and if you're a baby boomer, I would say it fits about 38 rotary phones. The Cybertruck very clearly has a small front trunk compared to the competition. However, the length of the Cybertruck bed more than makes up for it. Also, the Cybertruck front trunk seems totally flat without a lip or a bowl aspect to overcome. Additionally, there's very little bumper in front of it, and nothing is painted, so you don't have to worry about scratching the paint or getting dirty stuff on the uncarpeted plastic of the interior. It even looks like it could serve as an impromptu bench for tailgating or nosegating, but then again, the lid of the trunk might be a little too low for that purpose. Sales of the Ford Mustang Mach-E bounced back in August, raising 61% over last year. The Mach-E became the second best-selling electric SUV in the U.S. behind the Tesla Model Y. Although the Mach-E sales fell over 20% in the first half of the year as Ford retooled its plant in Mexico, where it's being made, they are on the rise again. The news comes shortly after Ford began offering new lease and retail offers on the Mach-E just last month. Ford promoted the retail offer of 1.9% APR for 60 months through their financing, plus extra $3,000 bonus cash incentives for the 2023 GT models. Now, while the e-Transit van also has sales that are up, the F-150 was down, looking at the year-over-year numbers. Ford is working on production capacity to meet the demand for the truck. Also in Ford news, a new trademark filing under F-200 from Ford is fueling speculation that a more powerful electric truck could be coming. The trademark, filed on August 28th, is classified under motor vehicles, namely gasoline and electric automobiles, pickup trucks, sport utility vehicles, and their structural parts. So, at Electrek, we will be keeping a lookout for that one. Okay, let's take a trip to Germany for some EV news. Volkswagen has announced a major upgrade to the ID.4. The Chattanooga, Tennessee-made ID.4 will be available in the 2024 version with an 82 kilowatt-hour battery. Trim levels on that pack are getting a new performance drive unit with greater horsepower, range, and a bunch of goodies. The new models with the 82 kilowatt pack, they are getting a larger display, a new shifter position, revised steering wheel, ventilated front row seats, and a premium sound system. Range and pricing estimates will be released closer to the on-sale date in early 2024. And another story from Volkswagen, they have shown off their electric version of their classic GTI hot hatch. It's just a concept so far, but Volkswagen says that the all-electric ID GTI is planned for eventual production. The ID GTI is based on the ID2 All concept, which was an inexpensive electric hatchback for overseas markets. Volkswagen says the vehicle will have sound and simulated shift points, allowing you to pretend that your car is running on a noisy gas engine with a narrow power band instead of a superior electric one. Now, lastly, from Volkswagen, in a new promotion with their joint venture in China, they are drastically cutting prices of the ID.4. The electric SUV now starts at 145,900 yuan, which is the equivalent of $20,060. From its release in 2021, that vehicle is now down over $6,000. Okay, moving on to Mercedes. After teasing us for the past few months, Mercedes-Benz has unveiled their highly anticipated CLA electric sedan concept. This one, thanks to its advanced efficiency, they say enables 466 miles of WLTP range. It'll be the first of the brand's new entry-level EV class. The new in-house drivetrain is derived from the ultra-efficient Vision EQXX, consisting of an 800-volt platform and a battery with what they're calling exceptional energy density. This with a highly efficient drive unit to boot. Pricing is still far away, though Mercedes noted innovations both in vehicle design and verbiage. They say that their car, quote, marks a new era, and it, quote, reinterprets iconic elements of the brand's rich design heritage. They also say that the front bucket seats are, quote, purest mono-swing shells derived from a spherical hull. And my personal favorite that they said was that the software is, quote, generally ready for SAE Level 3 autonomy system upgrade. Also, Mercedes has other news in which they will build a smaller, cheaper, all-electric version of their iconic G-Wagon. According to the German newspaper Automobile Woche, Mercedes has been tossing around this idea for several years, and the report notes that the smaller electric variant could go by the name G-Class with a smaller typeset, lowercase g. It'll be based on a purely electric powertrain, which could be a combination of the upcoming MMA and MB.EA platforms. The full-size electric G-Class EQG is already expected to launch next year. However, with the MB.EA platform not due out until 2025, the smaller variant might not be expected until 2026, and very likely later. And now let's take a look at BMW, who has unveiled their Vision New Class, which is a concept electric platform for the future of BMW design. For over 2 years, BMW has been vowing to release this new class of highly efficient vehicles with drastically improved dynamics. And now they are set to debut in 2025. BMW says the new class will feature, quote, 30% more range, 30% faster charging, and 25% overall improvement in vehicle efficiency. Now, the new EV concept includes an almost monolithic body type for the vehicle that they showed off. It also has large windows and indentations at the front and rear ends, giving it quite a unique aesthetic. Other design elements, like the signature BMW kidney grille and double headlights, are fused into the open area up front. Similar to Tesla, the interior features a blank dashboard with a large horizontal screen in the center. Steering wheel stocks are also removed. The first vehicle expected to be released will be based on the model that was shown at the show, and this will come out sometime in 2025. Okay, last but not least, let's talk about Lucid. The CEO, Peter Rawlinson, said in a recent interview that they are close to unlocking greater efficiency and that, quote, we are targeting a price, and don't hold me to this, around $50,000. That's the vision, right in the heart of Tesla Model 3, Model Y territory. Now, not much can be said about their aspirations past that, but the company did recently tease a vehicle on the total other end of the spectrum, which is the Air Sapphire, a price tag of $249,000. Might be a while before the public associates the brand with inexpensive cars, but hey, they've got a lot going for them right now anyway. Thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.